audition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Oh, wow. Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side coming your way for this Tuesday, April the 10th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. You know, one of the truisms in the financial world is whenever a noted analyst comes out and makes a definitive statement of where he thinks a particular market is going to go, you can almost bet that not soon after the statement is made, the market will prove them wrong. Earlier this year, after the leap day, well, prior to the leap day massacre in gold and silver, Jim Sinclair, who I like a lot, came out and made a definitive statement as to where gold and silver prices were going to go short term. I think, if memory serves me, he put a time frame of 60 days. Well, the Leap Day Massacre obviously threw a little egg on Jim Sinclair's face. On Monday, Dennis Gartman came out in a front-page article on Forbes magazine and announced that the 10-year gold bull market was over. It was done. Gold was dead. Well, all I can say is, well, I give him a certain amount of credit because Dennis Gartman came on CNBC today after seeing gold jump $20 and admitted he was wrong.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Tuesday. Quick rundown for the numbers today. Well, the reports out of Spain and Italy this morning as their markets imploded. Caused the Dow to sustain triple-digit losses, Dow closing down 213 at 12,715. Apple couldn't save the NASDAQ, down 55 at 2,991. U.S. dollar index marginally stronger at 79.86. Big winner of the day, gold, closing higher by $19.30 at $1,661.60. Silver, closing up 8 cents at $31.94. Flirted briefly with $32. Platinum, lower by 14 at 1605, palladium off a buck at 645. Well, with the Dow in red numbers, and gold and silver in green numbers, it's safe to assume that the mining index had a better day than it did yesterday. Mining index closing up 110 basis points at 167.07. There are a couple of interesting stories posted on my website at robbynoel.com today. I I think the most informative one is Ted Butler's critique on J.P. Morgan's Blythe Masters interview last Thursday on CNBC. And we'll get into that in a moment or two. But first, a couple of other interesting news stories that caught my attention early this morning. And I'm not inferring that these had anything to do with the action on Wall Street today. From the Haaretz, a news service, I picked up this article that the Bank of Israel wants to negotiate a tax deal on U.S. citizens with Israeli accounts. Apparently, bankers in Israel are trying as best as they can to calm a nervous U.S. citizens that have Israeli bank accounts. And the Bank of Israel's governor is asking the Israeli cabinet to try and reach a tax agreement with the United States to calm Israeli banks about a strict new U.S. tax regulations on Americans living abroad. There is this thing called U.S. Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, which takes effect at the beginning of 2013. The United States is demanding that banks throughout the world report Americans' financial activities to the IRS. FACTA, as its acronym stands, the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, threatens severe sanctions against banks that do not adhere to the latest requirements by the IRS. And this has forced the Bank of Israel governor to tell its American clients that they must declare by the end of April that they have reported their bank accounts to the U.S. tax authorities. Failing to do so, U.S. citizens with Israeli bank accounts will have their accounts frozen beginning in May if they fail to do so. Now, I paired that article with another little interesting IRS story that amazingly I never picked up in the U.S. press. As a matter of fact, I first became aware of this by the local newspaper here in Baja California called the Gringo Gazette, which caters to American expats living in Baja. And warning them about the consequences if they are delinquent in the U.S. Taxes that the U.S. State Department could revoke their passports. This law is entitled the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. Now, when this law was initially put into place in 2010, it wasn't working too well because overseas banks were not cooperating. So Senator Barbara Boxer came up with a solution called Senate Bill 1813, which states that U.S. taxpayers with unpaid taxes over $50,000 might find their passports confiscated. This isn't criminal per se, but the IRS has recently made noises about sharing information with police authorities. The last time it was an institutionalized crime to owe money within the context of the Anglosphere was during the British Industrial Revolution, when there were such things as debtor prisons. Those were eventually disbanded as it was seen as counterproductive to put a man in prison for a debt he could not pay. But both in the U.S. and in Europe, the concept of imprisoning an individual over debt is making a comeback, and especially so in the U.S. There are plenty of people, mostly men, who are behind bars for falling behind on their child support payments. Current U.S. incarceration for debts takes place mostly at the state level, but the IRS and other taxing facilities throughout the Western world are increasingly putting people in prison for falling behind on their taxes. Now, this is not a coincidence, my friends.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine.
Back to the flip side for this Tuesday. Let's go to the phones. John in Florida. Hey, John.
Hi, how you doing, Robbie? Haven't called you in a long time. How's everything down there in Mexico?
Yeah. Muy bien.
Muy bien?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was quite... What was the name of that newspaper? The Gringo what?
Gringo Gazette.
Damn. Now, I got a question. Are you drinking coffee down there, or tea, or what do you, you know, remember I sent you that bag of coffee from Colombia?
Yes, absolutely. No, Mexico has a great local blend, which reminds me a lot of Kona coffee out of Hawaii.
Yeah. Anyway, I was thinking about starting a newspaper down here in West Palm Beach called the Wetback Gazette.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just teasing. I heard when you said that, the Gringo, and I think you mentioned that one other time. But, hey, anyway,
yeah.
I usually listen to your archives, Robbie.
It is an interesting local magazine, as I said, catering to the local expats down here and gives... great reviews on local eateries and a obvious smattering of political news that affects many of the Americans living down here, especially when it comes to the IRS. And I was quite shocked when I first read it, because I had seen absolutely no reference to this in any U.S. news media.
The U.S. news media is disgusting, yeah.
It's, well, yeah, that the State Department could revoke your passport. I mean, think about this. If you were leaving the United States for a vacation in Baja, Mexico, and you are unaware of this lore, and all of a sudden you stuck in a foreign country with an invalid passport. I mean, that's pretty nasty.
Oh yeah. Well, you go down in a sailboat if you're going to go out of the country. Then when the dude is just a fan, you're in a sailboat and you go out of the out the inlet.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, I usually don't listen to live. Always in the archives. But anyway, I'm glad you're back, Robbie. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, brother. Let's go to Mike in Maryland. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Before I give you my question, I bet you can't believe that I know who what the name of the group is that just got through playing.
Okay.
Lemon Pipers.
Yes.
I know my music trivia, I tell you. Hey, I want to, you know, if you want some good music, go to radio.com, WZOX Boston.
Yeah.
You'll hear some really good music by the Avett Brothers, all kinds of Carolina Liar. Really good new music. I'm kind of over classic rock, but WZOX Boston, it's radio.com.
Yeah, I have to admit this. I'm still stuck in the 60s and a little bit of the 70s.
Well, I mean, I have fond memories of that music, but I kind of like something new and something different. But
yes,
absolutely. The question I want to ask you, though, I like alternative music, you know, kind of like mellow music somewhat. But the question I want to ask you is, I don't follow the stock market very much because I just don't have the dough. And even if I did, I don't trust it. If I had a lot of money, I'd buy gold and silver, exotic sports cars, and belt-fed machine guns, not necessarily in that order.
Yeah.
But since I don't, I, you know, try to buy whatever silver I can and stock up on freeze-dried food. But I listen to this local station, which is pretty good. They cover, you know, they're not, it's not a neocon-type station, but they always have, like, around 4 o'clock after the closing bell, this guy talks 10 minutes about the stock market. And it seems like forever this guy's been saying, you know, the stock market continually goes up, but it seems like for the past 3 months he keeps saying there might be a few exceptions, but for the most part, it's low volume, low volume, low volume. Well, the question is, who's in the stock market? Is it just Joe Sheeple with his IRAs and 401Ks and pension plans? Are the big shots in the stock market? And if they aren't, what are they doing with their money? And do you foresee them, the big shots, coming back if they're holding back? I mean, where's the money going?
Well, according to the rumor, there's a couple of $1 trillion sitting on the sideline just waiting for the opportunity to dive back in. But that is, that's the spin from CNBC, brother.
Yeah, okay, I was curious.
Okay, thanks, man. We'll take another quick time out and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Tuesday. Well, as you know or may not know, last Thursday on CNBC, the head of commodities for J.P. Morgan, Blythe Masters, gave an interview about J.P. Morgan's commodity trading activities. And I knew that Ted Butler would have something to say about this. Ted Butler, as you may know or may not know, has been talking to anybody who would listen to him since 2008 about J.P. Morgan's big concentrated short position in COMEX Silver. And so it was with interest I read his article today, which you can find on my website at robbienhull.com, his take on this PR move, for want of a better word, that Blythe Masters gave on Thursday. And as Ted says, this wasn't a spontaneous event. The presentation she gave wasn't accidental. He says, I've watched CNBC fairly religiously for as long as it's been in existence. And the last firm recollection I have of any mention of silver manipulation was more than 3 years ago when Joe Kernan commented on the Wall Street Journal article of September the 25th, 2008, about the CFTC investigation into the silver market. I remember him joking about some new Hunt Brothers plot to drive prices higher. Never again have I heard the silver manipulation mentioned on that network. CNBC has never seriously broached the subject to my knowledge. So I was taken back when the reporter specifically asked about allegations of manipulation in silver as if they were widely recognized as common knowledge. I got a special kick out of the reference to all those allegations coming from the blogospheres. It would be safe to say that the interview tried to present J.P. Morgan as a contributor to a worthy cause who would never dream of manipulating silver, and as a strong proponent of financial regulatory reform. All of J.P. Morgan's positions in silver have claimed to be non-directional and only transacted to accommodate the legitimate client hedging needs. To the typical CNBC viewer who has little interest in silver to begin with, I would imagine that the segment appeared little more than a puff piece on an obscure topic. But I doubt that this was all that it was. There was an intent and purpose to this presentation. And that's what makes that interview potentially significant. To my knowledge, this is the very first time that J.P. Morgan has openly acknowledged the allegations against it for manipulating the price of silver. Think about that. It's been more than 3 years. Dozens of class action lawsuits and a ton of reputational abuse. And this is J.P. Morgan's first rebuttal. Ted goes on to say, years ago I used to wait for process servers and FedEx delivered cease and desist demands, but I had just about given up on J.P. Morgan ever responding since so much time had passed. Don't get me wrong, I'm really glad that I did not get sued, but I'm a little underwhelmed by how J.P. Morgan finally did respond. I can't help but ask myself, why now and in this tepid a manner, a public relations campaign on CNBC to an audience not remotely aware of the allegations to begin with hardly seems the lasting solution to making the problem go away. So the question was, what was the motivation? And here's where all the knee-jerk conclusions come in, and that just might be correct, that they are finally feeling the heat. Maybe they know something may be forthcoming from the CFTC and are trying to stay ahead of the fallout. My friend and mentor, Izzy Friedman, says they see the physical shortages about to hit, but none of us can be the fly on the wall and know the details. But we agree that the appearance likely means J.P. Morgan may be in trouble of some sort. J.P. Morgan sees no other way out than to claim their Comex Silver short position was and is legitimate, and they are prepared to stick to that story come hell or high water. The beautiful thing is that no matter what, this is great news. The fact that J.P. Morgan has spoken up first on the allegations of them manipulating the price in silver and not the CFTC is particularly good news. This Masters gave a very reasonable sounding explanation to the allegations of silver manipulation, but they were very simple explanations offered in the blink of a TV soundbite. To those convinced that silver is not manipulated, her words explained all. To those convinced that silver is manipulated, her statements were false and misleading. That's because the question and answers in the TV segment were prepared and scripted, and they barely penetrated the surface. And they fell far short of setting the matter to rest. Now, I know people's eyes glaze over whenever we talk about manipulation of the markets. But just to briefly segue to another headline today, Goldman Sachs, in London, is fined £25,000 for manipulating oil prices. Now, here's the difference between manipulating oil prices and manipulating silver prices. First off, manipulating the oil market is a lot different than manipulating the silver market. And that's just a simple fact of size. The oil market is substantially larger than the silver market. If it was easy to manipulate the oil market, trust me, Barack Obama would have figured out some way he could manipulate the oil price so as to drive down the price of gasoline. Because he knows, as all presidents know, that come into an election year, if gas prices are high, it doesn't warm you to the voters. So here we have a pretty cut and dried case of Goldman Sachs manipulating the oil market and gets fined a measly £25,000. On the other side of the coin, here we have J.P. Morgan. Now, we know, based on Ted Butler's research, that the level of J.P. Morgan's manipulation in the silver price makes the head spin. Because they have short positions equal to the world's total silver production on any given year. And there's no way that J.P. Morgan has access to that amount of physical silver in order for it to effectively manipulate the silver market. And as Ted points out, the real problem is that COMEX sets the price of silver for the world. Therefore, J.P. Morgan's concentrated short position by its size unduly influences the price of silver. Manipulation aside, this gives J.P. Morgan control of what price its clients transact in the supposed private silver hedges with J.P. Morgan. This is a serious conflict and certainly not in the client's best interest. What fair and open good business practice would permit J.P. Morgan to first set the price on the COMEX and then use the price to transact hedges with clients at the set price. So Ted is absolutely right in his assessment of the Blythe Masters interview. He concludes by saying, "One thing I'm encouraged by in J.P. Morgan's breaking of the silence is that it may indicate real change. Prior to now, the CFTC always did the dirty work for the silver manipulators by publicly denying that a silver manipulation existed in 2004 and 2008. The CFTC automatically protected and coddled the silver manipulators who didn't have answers to anyone. The CFTC's cover also protected, effectively, the silver crooks from civil litigation. The COMEX commercial crooks, including the CME group, could always hide behind the CFT skirt and proclaim they were highly regulated, and if they were doing anything wrong, the CFTC would say so. If the CFTC protecting the silver crooks didn't cause your blood to boil, well, you need new blood. Please don't get me wrong. It is shameful and deplorable that the CFTC has taken no action against the silver manipulators for so long. But one possible advantage to that delay now is that it may be forcing J.P. Morgan to speak out instead, and that is much better, particularly given how hollow J.P.M.'s words were in their first public defense. The CFTC can still manage to cover themselves with additional shame if they do decide to side with J.P.M. and the CME once again. For the sake of everything that is still good with the U.S., let's hope they don't. Let's hope the CFTC continues to allow J.P. Morgan to explain its concentrated short position." And so, my friends, the saga continues. What were J.P. Morgan's true intentions by throwing the head of commodities trading, Blythe Masters, into the lion's den on a obscure financial channel like CNBC? And I guess that leads us to today's Tuesday special, which we'll have for you as soon as we return after this short break.
home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. Mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing
To the flip side for this Tuesday, and if you didn't catch our Tuesday special during the National Intel Report, let me give it to you again. We don't have many. But here they are. We have 14 rolls of American Silver Eagles, 22 a roll. Your cost, $710 for 20. And we also have limited rolls. We've got 15 in total of Walking Liberty rounds for $675 per roll. And none of the silver specials qualify for the international forecaster, but if you are looking to get a free year subscription to the international forecaster, then you'll have to look towards our gold package. And today the gold package contains 20, 10 guild Queen Wilhelmina 1/5 ounce gold coins. Total price delivered plus the year subscription or renewal to the International Forecaster for $7,000. And to secure the silver or the gold package, give Jeffrey Bennett or myself a call at 1-800-691-7898. There was a lot of stuff I skipped over in the Ted Butler's response to Blythe Masters' interview on CNBC, but you can find it in its entirety on my webpage at robinhull.com. And as a bonus, Max Kaiser went on a rant this morning over pretty much the same thing, as he is starting to rattle some feathers with his Silver Liberation Army. And he's asking you to join the Silver Liberation Army. And you can find the Max Kaiser rant, if you will, and what he's doing with his Silver Liberation Army on my website. So till tomorrow, my friends, stand by for Alan Watt and Cutting Through the Matrix coming up at the top of the hour, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.